Hi, I'm Circe Olson Wessner, and I'm the director of the Museum of the American Military Family in Tejeros, New Mexico. And in this podcast, I would like to talk to you about our museum's latest project, E Pluribus Unum, Grace Under Pressure. It is a very comprehensive look at gender, religion, race, identity, culture, and ethnicity in the military and in the military family. The project took several years to accomplish from the very beginning when we sent out a survey asking people to fill in answers by checking boxes and writing in open-ended questions based on their identity, however they identified. In addition to the survey and analyzing the results, we enlisted the aid of dozens of writers to write essays on numerous topics. Our two very talented writers in residence, Connie Kinsey and Valerie Bonham Moon, added their voices to the conversations through a series of essays in the book, and they created bookends for each of the 17 chapters. Very talented Navy brat Brandon Palma created timeless illustrations for the book. It is a very beautiful, comprehensive look at military culture from about the 1930s all the way to present time. Today, I want to consider the word boxes. That's one of the topics that our book covers. And I'll read my essay on boxes, and then I will just comment on boxes, sort of free associate on boxes and what that means to our community. Because, of course, we military families, we know boxes. Military brat Val Whiting says that her whole life she struggled with throwing boxes away because the boxes gave her comfort. As an army brat traveling around the world, moving every year of her life, boxes were a big deal. Imagine being told year after year, so here's your box, you can put whatever you want in it. And the rest of your life, of course, was thrown away or packed up where you could barely find it again. So boxes to Valerie were very precious. I'm going to read my essay now, titled Boxes. Boxes, by definition, are containers to hold things. A boxed lunch, for example, keeps all necessities readily available in a neat package for later consumption, whereas a mixed bag indicates undetermined items, chaos, and not necessarily in a good way, surprises. Given a choice, we will take the boxed lunch, please. Boxes store items on the shelf when they are not actively being shared. Boxes put things out of sight. As someone who has carefully placed delicate Wedgwood into a storage container, mailed dozens of care packages to combat zones, and tucked two children into their cozy cribs, I see boxes as something to hold and protect precious cargo. Crafty moms know that boxes are to be broken out of, to be reformed and reimagined, made into forts, robot costumes, and hats. Good things come in boxes, pizza, Chinese takeout, birthday presents, a loved one's cremains, a hamster from a pet store. Bad things come in boxes too. Your stuff stacked on the curb by a vengeful ex, an unpleasant mammogram result checkbox for you to see when you open the letter, and of course, Schrödinger's cat. Boxes allow people to define themselves, to vote in a new government, change boundary lines, and are the foundation of the democratic process. Zoom boxes are lifelines connecting families long distance and keeping businesses afloat. Hollywood Squares makes us laugh, but some boxes constrict people, oppress them, explain them too narrowly. Male or female? Is there a third choice? A vote from a jury box will define someone forever. A box can be carefully labeled for good. A special needs child, through thoughtful and careful labeling, can get proper academic assistance. A mislabeled child can be shut away from classmates, family, and socialization. A mislabeled child can become an other and experience hard times. To a VA employee, check boxes on electronic forms mean the correct diagnosis, continuity of care, life-sustaining benefits, and all the things veterans and their families require. Check boxes can also deny service connection or must-needed medications. Societies love boxes. They love putting people in boxes, love designating their citizens. One of the first questions asked of strangers to each other in America is, "What do you do?" This makes some uncomfortable. The Grace Project is all boxes. I am, check all that apply. Tell your story here. How you fill in those boxes will determine how your history is recorded or not recorded. A box is neither inherently good nor bad. It's what one does with the box that matters. So Valerie Bonham Moon, in her essay, focuses almost exclusively on the one box that affects all military service members, the moving box. She admits to this day she only has to smell cardboard boxes and she's instantly tired. She imagines standing in a curtainless house that echoes with nowhere to sit, surrounded by moving boxes that must be unpacked. I can relate. However, I'm usually reminded of the pre-move boxes, not the post-move boxes. 2 years ago, my husband and I moved to Hawaii after a long time living in one place. In late 2019, we were notified we were going to be moving, and I, like every military spouse, started gathering boxes to pack some of the stuff I wanted to pack rather than having the moving company pack it. Our house soon had little stacks of moving boxes in each room, but hey, no worries. We were moving soon. Then came the coronavirus pandemic. Everything ground to a halt. The military stopped PCSing. The federal government started teleworking. We had to cool our heels. We lived in our house in varying degrees of boxed upness for almost 6 months. Part of me wanted to unpack everything and put it back so I could use it, and the other part said, why do double work? I guarantee you, I am not the only military spouse who has been through this. Valerie's essay says, love or hate the movers with their cardboard boxes, they are a randomly universal constant in military life. Movers may be employees of a moving company. They might be your friends helping a do-it-yourself move, you know, those ditty moves. Or for single service members, they may be your colleagues waiting by an empty truck, reasonably ready to load whatever it is you're going to take with you. In military communities, everyone moves. The permanent change of station, also known as the PCS, is our one common experience. Yes, indeed. So when in October 2020, the movers finally came to the house in New Mexico to pack us up, I was horrified to see just how much stuff we'd accumulated over the years. Having moved 18 times in 20 years when my husband was active duty, this prolonged time of being a civilian had made me kind of a pack rat. It took two moving trucks to carry our stuff. I have to say that Johnson Moving Company in Albuquerque did an incredible job of packing, reassuring, loading, transporting our worldly possessions across the ocean. Of course, we military families all have horror stories or funny stories about moving. For example, in Germany, our movers were so efficient that one of the guys actually packed his coat in with our things, and we didn't find it, of course, until months later when we opened up our household goods in Alabama. One move, the packer stacked boxes onto the couch, which was at the bottom of the crate, and when our couch arrived, it had broken in two from the weight of all the boxes. My dad had some friends who the last day before they PCS'd out of an overseas location wandered through the local flea market one last time, and they remarked about how many things in that flea market looked like things they owned. Upon further examination, they realized with horror that a lot of those things were their things that had been liberated from the moving van. Valerie remembers that one of the movers had taken the coffee percolator right off the stove, wrapped it hot coffee and all, and packed it into their household goods. And she remembers another move where one of their huge moving fiascos, the moving truck actually went through a truck wash and got water in the entire shipment, and her household goods were all wet when they arrived. And I imagine all of us can remember some mover packing the garbage and finding it months later. We military families have so many moves between us. We can commiserate over the losses that we've had with every move. But as Valerie says, the adventures outweigh the losses. We military families have seen the United States and we've seen other countries. We have so many memories, so many photos. That's one thing that all of us military, retired military, and federal employees say about our many moves. Our moves have allowed us to experience so many more places than if we hadn't been serving Uncle Sam. We have memories and friendships from all over the world. Many of us have developed Wanderlust and can no longer be boxed in. Currently, as I say this, I'm sitting in a house semi-filled with moving boxes waiting on yet another pack-out date, another move to another far-flung part of the world. It is never easy to move, but once done, it's worth it. To me, boxes are endless possibilities. If you enjoyed this podcast and hearing my essay on boxes, please check out our book, E Pluribus Unum, Grace Under Pressure. And please follow us on Facebook, the Museum of the American Military Family. Once again, this is Circe, and I thank you for listening.